August 20, 1921. The acts done in the divine will are new heavens of love and of glory. Continuing in my state of privation and of unspeakable bitterness, my lovable Jesus came for just a little, and surrounding me with his arms, told me, "My daughter, daughter of my will, I love so much one who lives in my will that I become her custodian, and I keep her sheltered in my own arms. I am jealous that not even one act be lost, because my own life is involved in each act." The fiat released the creation, and from the fiat, creation receives continuous preservation. If my fiat withdrew, it would turn into nothing. And if it remains intact, without changing, it is because it has not moved from my fiat. However, I did not repeat another fiat, otherwise more new heavens, more new suns and stars would come out, one different from the other. On the other hand, in a soul who lives in my will there is not just one fiat, but repeated fiats. Therefore, as the soul operates in my will, I repeat the fiat and new heavens, new suns and stars are extended. And since the soul contains an intelligence, these heavens are new heavens of love, of glory, of light, of adoration, of knowledge, forming such a variety of beauty that I myself remain enraptured. The whole of heaven, the saints, the angels, cannot remove their gaze from her, because as they admire the variety of heavens which she contains, more new ones extend, one more beautiful than the other. They see the celestial fatherland copied in the soul who lives in my will, the multiplicity of new things which multiply to the infinite. How could I not keep this soul guarded and not be extremely jealous of her, if just one act of hers is worth more than creation itself? In fact, the heavens, the sun, are without intelligence, therefore they have no value in themselves, all the value is mine. On the other hand, since one who lives in my will contains an intelligence, there is her will that runs within mine, and the power of my fiat uses it as raw material in order to extend these new heavens. Therefore, as the soul operates in my will, she gives me the delight of forming new creations. Her acts are the manifestation of the life of my will, the prodigies of my volition, my repeated fiat. How could I not love this soul?